And it's 7:37. You are listening to WBAI in New York. And now a report to the listener. And I guess we'll hear some reports from the listeners, too. Here in the studio this morning, Jose Santiago, Kathy Davis, Evelyn Andino, Bob Lederer, Bernard White, as well as Don Rojas. Good morning. Good morning, all. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Bernard. Good morning to all the sisters and brothers of the WBAI family. My colleagues and I are pleased to once again report to you on the state of your station, on the state of our beloved WBAI. Since our last report, the station has continued to grow from strength to strength. Thanks to your generous support, we completed our winter fund drive last Saturday by meeting our goal of $1.2 million. I want to extend my congratulations to the staff and the producers for their extraordinary efforts over the course of the marathon drive, and I especially want to express my most sincere gratitude to the scores of listener volunteers who braved the cold and the snow to come down to the station to answer phones, take pledges, and assist the staff in various and sundry tasks. It was indeed a beautiful sight on Saturday evening at the station when dozens of volunteers from all over the tri-state area, along with many staff members, ate and drank and chatted and even danced in a festive atmosphere to celebrate the successful drive. It was a microcosm of the multi-ethnic and multicultural nature of the WBAI family, a gorgeous mosaic of all colors and creeds that finds common ground on the principles that WBAI stands for, principles of mutual respect and peace, justice, and equality for all. The success of the Winter Fund Drive will enable us to move forward with our plans to modernize our technology, train our staff both technically and journalistically, train volunteers as well, develop new programs, increase our community outreach efforts, etc. Sisters and brothers, Saturday, February the 15th, 2003 was an historic day for WBAI, for the Pacifica Network, and for the peace and justice movement that our stations are an integral part of. On that day, thousands of you who are now listening, and thousands more, took to the streets of East Manhattan to demonstrate against war with Iraq in one of the largest mass rallies New York City has witnessed in many a year. Hundreds of friends of WBAI gathered under their banners, and thousands more listened to our live coverage of the rally. Indeed, for tens of thousands of demonstrators who were literally held captive by the police on 1st, 2nd, and 3rd Avenues for hours in the bitter cold, unable to get close to the stage, their only link to the speakers and to the center of the action was the WBAI broadcast. We are exceedingly proud of the fact that on that fateful day, WBAI was the only broadcast medium in this city that covered the rally live from beginning to end. Our station won many new friends and admirers on January the 15th. And now, with war looming on the horizon, we are busy preparing ourselves to bring to our listeners the most comprehensive, in-depth coverage of the imminent invasion and occupation of Iraq from a progressive perspective. Our news department, our wake-up call team, and our colleagues at Free Speech Radio News have made arrangements with correspondents and reporters who are already in Iraq, in Turkey, Kuwait, Israel, Palestine, Syria, and other countries in the Middle East, as well as Britain, France, Spain, Italy, Germany, and even Australia. In concert with our sister Pacifica stations in California, Texas, and Washington, D.C., we will also be bringing special reports of the anti-war movement's reaction and response throughout the United States from the day the war begins. We will pull out all the stops, and we will go the extra mile to bring the WBAI family the type of independent and courageous coverage that you will not find in corporate media. To accomplish this in-depth war and peace coverage will require significant adjustments to our program schedule in the weeks ahead. Some programs will be preempted. Others will occupy new time slots. And still others will be expanded and modified. Even though our winter fund drive was a success, the production of our special war and peace coverage will require additional human and financial resources that we had not budgeted for. Once again, we will turn to you, our loyal and committed listeners, for support to finance these special efforts. We would welcome any contribution from $10 to $10,000. You can mail in your checks. And now, with our new station website up and running, you can also pledge online. And speaking about the new website, we are delighted to announce that after a brief delay of 1 week, we were able to launch the enhanced site on February the 22nd. It is still a work in progress, with new content and exciting features being added each day. And later in this report to the listeners, our temporary website editor, Bob Lederer, will present a more detailed report on this project. Since our last report, we have hired several new staff members in temporary positions, some of whom are here with me in the studio today. I have extended the deadline for applications to the job openings that are posted on our website to March 31st. And I want to strongly encourage women and people of color to apply for those jobs. As I've stated before, WBAI's management is fully committed to the goals of gender parity and ethnic diversity in our staffing and in our programming. Sisters and brothers, during the last weekend of March, Brother David Moore, a historian, philosopher, author, and the son of Lou Hill, the founder of Pacifica, will join the WBAI family to kick off a series of conversations and dialogues involving listeners and staff around the theme of envisioning WBAI in the 21st century. I enthusiastically welcome our listeners to participate in this exercise in participatory democracy, in this process of dialogue, which will continue into the spring and through the summer. Stay tuned for more details coming up in the days ahead. In recent days, many of you have called and sent me emails expressing your concern about Gary Null's program, Natural Living. Many of the messages reflected confusion and misunderstanding about the station's, about the status of Mr. Null's daily program on WBAI. Let me therefore take this opportunity to make it clear that Mr. Null's program remains on the WBAI airwaves for 4 days out of the week, with the only exception being Wednesday. The decision by our program director to substitute one day of Mr. Null's program with another health-related show was motivated by the need to broaden the diversity of our health programming. While we respect and greatly value Gary Null's many years of programming on WBAI, and we appreciate his efforts over the years to help the station in his periodic fundraising, we are disappointed that Mr. Null chose to react to the program director's decision with an angry tirade on the air that was filled with false accusations and unfounded charges directed at the station's management and staff and at Pacifica's leaders. It is highly irresponsible and inflammatory to state, as Mr. Null has done on the air and on his website, that WBAI has become a place where racism and anti-Semitism abound. Nothing could be further from the truth. On the contrary, no form of racism, bigotry, xenophobia, sexism, or homophobia will be permitted at the station, among the staff, or on the air. Yesterday, I placed a call to Mr. Null's office in the hope that we can have a civil discourse and seek an amicable solution to this misunderstanding in the days ahead. I expect that he will return my call. Finally, to the many listeners who have sent us messages of support, encouragement, and advice, we thank you for those messages. We want to assure you that your regular feedback is invaluable. And now I'll ask our program director, Bernard White, to give his report.
Okay, thank you very much for that, Don. First of all, I too would like to give two lines of thank you. One to the staff who did some really good work over this past fund drive, really good work in seeking out issues that could be covered and having a premiums that have been an incentive for people to become a part of this radio station. In addition to that, some of the people in the background, one of whom is here this morning, Evelyn Andino Rosa, who will be speaking to you in a few minutes, she and the crew in the back, you know, the more we do, the more work they have to do, and they are the silent ones. They don't get an opportunity to come to the microphone, so people very seldom know about the good work that they do in the back, and I guess Evelyn will tell you a bit more about that in a little later, but I want to thank all of them, those folks in the fiscal department, as well as Paul Ashby, and all of the people, and Richie Arkellian, of course, all of the people in the back who make this happen. And as Don was saying, there was one program change coming out of the this last fund drive, and that was of Gary Null, Gary Null's program, which will be still here four times a week, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. On Wednesday, Global Medicine Review comes on, and I suggest to listeners that you do listen to the show and come to your own conclusions about whether or not this is a good program. I think that many of you will find that it will be an excellent program, bringing in some additional issues that just don't get covered here at WBAI. There will be other program changes coming up in the near future. Well, hopefully in the near future. And we will let you know just what those changes are after we go through the processes here. There will be war coverage in the event that there is a war. We've been working on with the folks across the network on how we will structure our war coverage. The first 2 days there will be 18-hour coverage. It's sort of a round robin where we'll be going, starting in the East Coast, starting with the wake-up call and then moving to PFW or collaborating with PFW, going to Houston and then to the California stations, and then we'll go back through that cycle again for the first 2 days. After that, each station is responsible for its own coverage, and we, as Don said, will be preempting some programs, but hopefully you will begin to tell your friends about, in the event that this war does break out, immediately start telling people about WBAI's coverage. It will be unique. It will be different. It will be in-depth. We will not be just reading statements from the State Department. We have people on the ground who will be reporting from those venues. And hopefully you will recognize the real importance of this radio station if you have not done so yet, and that it's its independence and its ability to go in and tell a story in total, not just give you a snapshot, but also give you some of the history of what is taking place, the history to better understand what's going on today. There is generally what we have been doing is covering the the local advisory board. There's going, not local advisory board, the international, the interim Pacifica National Board meeting is going to be held this weekend. This particular weekend, we're not going to cover it in the manner that we usually do. We do plan to tape the program and try and bring you some of its excerpts. We're going to see what we can do on Sunday. We anticipate that that Saturday debate will be very interesting for our listenership. It has to do with diversity, which is extremely important. It's one thing about talking about diversity, and there's also one thing about putting in that you're going to achieve diversity, but then you have to have some guaranteed outcomes. There has to be diversity at the end of the process. So we're going to see how they construct this platform so that it does guarantee some diversity. And so make sure you stay tuned for that. Also, you may hear it on WBIX.org, which is the international, which is the website that has been streaming a lot of the programming. They will be streaming the board meeting in its entirety. So if you can get to that, that's www.wbix.org. And there are many people in here this morning. I don't want to take up all the time because we do want to take some phone calls in a little while. Let me see. I guess we'll go around the table next. Our news director, Jose Santiago.
Okay, good morning. good to see you, Bernard, and everyone in the room. I'm going to be quick because much of what I was hoping to say has been said already in terms of our coverage, planning for coverage of the war. Yes, we will have more people from the news department working on that, including primarily our primary point person doing war and peace coverage, our war and peace or peace and war correspondent, will be Andrea Sears, who has volunteered to sort of lead that effort, because we want to also be able at this critical time, at this this war that seems to be ready to break any day, maybe even any hour, is that we want to make sure that we don't fall into what I feel is a trap that a lot of media has fallen into, and that is the fact that we that much of the news media now is focusing so much on this impending war that they're forgetting about other issues, especially you see very little reporting on the state of the economy. You see very little reporting across the board on what is happening budget-wise in the state of New Jersey, the state of New York, Connecticut, our tri-state region. And we want to make sure that we sort of have a balance of reporting on our local news. So what we've done is we've kind of split things, and I will be handling much of the local news and the larger portion of the BAI evening news every night throughout this war. Andrea Sears will be stepping forward with a lot of support from the rest of the news staff to generate as much material and present as many updates and gather as much information on what's happening on both the war effort and the peace effort, the peace response here in the United States and in our region. So we're reorganizing ourselves. We've adjusted staff schedules. We're adding a good number of interns who have been coming in. We've done some training. Unfortunately, it's hard to find a time in the course of a day when you're producing a nightly newscast to do the kind of training we'd like to do, but hopefully that will improve. There are other efforts around the station. We have an outreach department now that's identifying a lot of new people who hopefully will be able to slide into news at some point, and we also have a training effort that's being organized, and Deepa Fernandez from Free Speech Radio has been doing some extraordinary training of people, and many of them are becoming available to participate in different programs and in news. So we're hoping to expand that. So you will be hearing some new voices. You'll be hearing a slightly different sort of format in the evening news throughout this war period. But more than anything else, we're geared up, and what I feel best about is that we have been through these wars before here, and I have never seen The level of organization that has been put into the planning for how we're going to respond to this, I've never seen that here in this station. We had a staff meeting yesterday where there were like 25 or 30 people, and I remember many staff meetings where there were 3 and 4 and 5 people at the station going back many years because of the sense that we didn't really accomplish much in the past in these staff meetings. But now there's a lot of activity, there's a lot of new faces, there's a lot of new energy, and a lot of things are happening that staff members here have been clamoring for years. The website, new equipment coming in, and just overall planning that is a much more really much more professional than it had ever been. So the news department, you know, we're ready, ready to go, and we're really frankly feeling invigorated and really feeling very strong about how the station, how the news department is going to respond.
Well, thank you very much for that, Jose. Mm-hmm. And this Saturday, as many of you know, I probably won't hear it too many other places, but it's International Working Women's Day, and we have a whole day of programming for that, and Kathy Davis has been coordinating that. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Bernard. Yes, Saturday is going to be a wonderful day and a wonderful experience. And if folks are wondering, this is why we're not doing the coverage in California, because we're going to be having this wonderful day. And it's going to start from midnight and go through to the next midnight, Friday evening through all of Saturday. And we have approximately 50 different programs being produced by different women and different producers. And I would have to say that maybe 80% of these producers are new to the station, some of the younger producers from the New Women Collectives, as well as women who are coming in fresh this time. We decided to do some outreach and try to connect to people who might not normally have had the opportunity to do this. And but we're also celebrating the producers who would normally be on that day. So Jeannie Hopper is doing a special edition at 7 p.m. And before doing this, I didn't even know that the program On the Count was produced by women. So they're doing a special program also during the day. And we also have some special and exciting new things coming in. We're doing a special program on tribute to jazz divas, in which we had the singers in singing and doing their tributes. We're also doing a lot of peace coverage. We've been covering a lot of the rallies, and we're going to have a special program that will